Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles Update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Football is in the air here. Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, meeting the media on Monday and outlining the team's intentions for the draft, which, of course, begins next Thursday. The Eagles have 9 picks, including the 4th overall selection. We give you some of the highlights of Roseman's media time. He believes this draft is strong inside where it matters, along the offensive and defensive lines.
For us, we do think that there are certain positions that are really deep. In terms of flashy draft, it's not going to be the skill position type draft that maybe we're used to here the last couple of years. But from a meat and potatoes perspective, O-line, D-line, it's exciting.
Running back Chris Polk, in his second year now, understands he has an opportunity to contribute to the 2013 Eagles after a tough rookie campaign during which he spent much of it sidelined with turf toe. Polk is ready to join a backfield that includes LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown, certainly an Eagles strong point in the offense.
Definitely refreshing, you know, to have someone, you know, I really feel special, being that I didn't do anything last year, you know, because of my injury, but, you know, some fact that, you know, someone's up there, you know, still fighting for me, believing in me, so the least I can do is just show them why, you know, and just reassure that, you know, they made the right decision. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just very blessed.
The Eagles begin their pre-draft minicamp on Tuesday. It's a 3-day deal. The Eagles will not wear pads. There is no contact, but it'll be an opportunity for head coach Chip Kelly and his staff for the first time to eyeball what he has on the field for this season. Now, off the field on Monday, Eagles president Don Smolinski and Christina Weiss-Laurie helping the city dedicate a park over at the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Park. It was a special moment for the Eagles. After an incident in June 2012 in which the playground was burnt down, the Eagles helped build it back up and then on Monday helped cut the ribbon to open things formally. Make sure you're with us on Tuesday. We're live with Eagles Live Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as we cover this Eagles pre-draft minicamp. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.